reward in relationships, men or women?
Women.
If women are more easily bored, why are they more likely to want marriage and commitment?
Status.
If women are strong and independent and don't need no man, why does the pressure of marriage and commitment typically come from women?
They're liars.
Yeah, this will tell you where I'm at mood-wise in 2023. I was talking to somebody online and we started talking real quickly, and usually one of the things I do is I let people know, thank you for reading my profile, because a lot of people don't take the time to read profiles. As much as women say and complain about images and pics and things like that, a lot of women just look at what I look like and that's it. And they go right or left, right? And they don't look at the profile. They don't. And what I do in my profile is respond to me, Care Bear, if you read my profile, right? If you read it. And so the people I run into, I let them know, thank you for reading it. And I'm like, you know, and this lady goes, I usually read them, and a lot of guys do the same thing. I'm not into Trump, and a lot of people that are into Trump into me. And I let her know. I said, I responded, I understand, I'm cool, I totally get it. I'm not into the politics, I don't vote. I observe it and I understand everyone's argument. And she very quickly says, you know, I just don't like dealing with people like that. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm like, oh, okay, so what do you want to talk about? And she goes, I don't know what I want to talk about. I just had a stressful week at work. Damn! So I go, okay, well, have a good weekend. And I'll match. It's that quickly. I'm not going to deal with the aspect of me having to entertain you because you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to conversate. You have that nonstop. It's unbelievable. It's the wasteland of... I remember hearing this comedian talking about it. It's like, look, I don't think anybody gets to this point in life and it's going to get great pickings. Like, if you're, 20, sure. But once you're in your mid-40s and beyond, like, it's a fucking wasteland out there. Like, there's no doubt about it. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's more of that people, I believe anyway, I feel women are very traumatized because remember, they're getting so many applications. Like a guy like me, I'm not seeing anybody. I'm not dating anybody right now. And it's been quite some time that I've dated somebody. I don't give any energy out. I'm not liking your post. If you're a female and you post a selfie, I'm not liking it. I'm not trying to even let you know that I'm looking at it. I don't care. Because I'm not going to give you that attention that you're wanting from me. Even though you're not going to talk to me, even though you're not going to make an effort to get to know me, I'm not going to give you that attention. So I've minimized the level of energy I give out even more so. It's even to an extreme now where I don't care. And I look at it like this. I see it as I'm a great catch. I have my issues, but we all have our issues. But what you're getting for what you're dealing with, it's a great deal. And I feel that people, if they were to look at themselves that way, like, I give these things that women want. It's not what I want. It's what I give women: emotional availability. I give them emotional control, meaning that I'm not a crazy emotional tantrum all over the place. I'm a person that is financially stable, can provide for you, for your kids. So I'm emotionally available, financially stable. I can provide security. You never have to worry about anybody threatening you while you are in my presence. Okay, like I'm able to provide security, emotional stability. I'm able to be funny sometimes if you like my humor. If you don't take yourself serious and you're into self-deprecating humor and sarcasm, then you're in my wheelhouse. Then we're cool, right? But if you're one of those people that are very serious, that you get nervous before a first date and you don't know how to be around a guy, then I'm probably not your jam. I like loosey, easygoing, fun people. Don't give a fuck. Again, that's why I get along with married women, because that pressure of, they don't have that pressure of having to date me. They're already married. And I could be friends with them because we could be friends simply because we're not with this expectation of being more. It's like, you're already married, you have a life, and you're happy. I'm just talking to you as someone that doesn't have a horse in the race. I'm not trying to get with you. that's where I excel. I excel with people that are able to let the inhibitions down and loosen the fuck up. You know how people won't get, they get drunk? Like, I need that all the time in my life. It just can't be when you're drinking. But if you're one of those uptight people, you're uncomfortable with having certain conversations, you get triggered if you hear an opposing view of a conversation like this lady did, then guess what? I'm probably not your type. And I totally get that. It doesn't bother me in any way, shape, or form. And hold on for a second. This is really weird. Okay. I was like, damn, I'm looking at my clock. And it's showing me that it was like 30 seconds. I'm like, I've been ranting for 5 minutes. I don't know what this is all about. But yeah, anyway, I mean, it's just fucking weird, man. This program is acting up. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But you see the point of that I'm very easygoing. I'm pretty adaptable. So if you wanted to do certain things, I'll do them with you. Now, don't expect him to do them every day. Don't expect me to be all about, all of a sudden, if you're into riding horses, don't expect me to be up there getting on a saddle every weekend with you. That's not me. Or if you're a kayaker, if you're a cyclist, I don't care. You do that. But don't make me be a cyclist either. I want to support you. But that's the wasteland that we're in right now. And I don't have any desire to put any energy into it. I put energy into women that want to put energy into me. That want to put energy there. Because I know that you women, the problem is with women, is they're very reactive. I can see it. And I've talked about this over the years. And I'm just so thankful that there's many other red pill content out there that validates what I've been saying for fucking years. It's that when women have so many options, they're regressive. They're not, they don't know how to handle, or they don't know which option is the good one. And I understand that. I mean, I would be confused too if everyone's telling me what I want to hear. And then I'll levitate to the person that's maybe more attractive than the other people, right? And it's just a shit show at the end of the day. That's why, like I said, I'd rather deal with married women, whether they're in an open relationship, polyamorous. I'd rather deal in that world, because even though they're still don't have all their ducks together, it's much better than dealing with the single women at this stage in life. And I was telling my friend that I was having a conversation with my friend, and we were talking about how I'm just going to make my power moves at work and in my career. And then after that, it's going to be one of those where, all right, because again, women have a price. They don't have standards. So you're able to have somebody, as long as you're paying them. And it sounds weird and it sounds sad. It sounds so rude. But the sad reality is that whether you're in a conventional relationship or not, someone's paying for that. Okay, if I was to be in a conventional relationship, I'm still paying for the relationship that I was in over 6 months ago. I'm still paying for that. It's almost going to be a year. I'm still paying for that price, because I invested so much in this person. And it didn't end up working out that now I'm paying the payments on that via credit cards, via loans. Because when I believe in somebody in a relationship, I'm going to give them that, right? And I just feel ultimately when you have this commitment to somebody and you're trying to see them be better and improve themselves and they don't return the love, it's like, what am I doing this for? Like, why would I want to invest in somebody? Or let's just put it this way. Why would I, knowing that I'm going to spend money in a relationship, knowing that I'm going to have to be the provider, knowing that I'm going to have to take care of them, and at my stage, taking care of their kids, taking care of their lifestyle, taking care of all these things, right? And I'm not getting anything in return. I'm not getting the emotional connection or the depth that I desire. I'm not getting the intimacy levels or the lack of inhibitions in those conversations or in the engagement of intimacy, then what am I doing this for? All I'm doing is building resentment. So I just understood that going down the route of, okay, let me just make this money. Let me go, you know, get as much money as I can or get in a position where I can pay somebody, because that's what happens. I mean, now, like I said, I was telling my friend, he was so blown away. I was telling him that I had women in dating profiles, dating apps, reaching out to me that were in their 20s in college, like early 20, 21, 22. And they start off the conversation by saying that they want they're attracted to older men. That's what it is. And then they go on to say, as the conversation goes on, they'll say, well, you know, it's hard to pay bills, going to school. And then they kind of spill the beans once you keep small talking to them about how they just want an arrangement with somebody so that they can help them pay their bills. So that's something that's more common in the dating circles now. It's something that women want. Like, women are not ashamed of it now. I'm okay with that transparency. But then when that transparency comes in of, okay, you want my money, now it becomes a business transaction. Now we're going to talk business. So because it's not about love. And I know the people out there that listen to this and are all about love and love. And they're like, wow, man, I'm like, you're so horrible with this. And it's like, I'm all about love. I'm all about it. But love, the way I view love is you have to be loved for who you are and supported in an unconditional way. Right, not be regulated, not be controlled. Like, your love is of who you, being loved of who you are as a person. I'm not gonna love you if I feel I have to change you. I don't want to do that. If I have to change who you are and then I call that love, then that's very conditional. I'm just training you. Like, a dog loves me whether I'm angry or I'm sad or whatever day I'm having. They still love me the way I do. That's the energy I give to my partner. Like, no matter what you go through, I want to be there. But I also want to feel like you're giving me love back. Just like that dog is giving me love, that I'm feeding them every day, taking care of them. It sounds sad. And women are like, don't. Why are you comparing me to dogs? You're saying I'm better than a dog? Then you go ahead and date a dog. You know how you women are. And it's like, dude, like, you don't understand like how simple men are. It's like they just want to be able to do what they do. They want to please you. And have a balance of it. They want to please the woman. Men, we want to please our women, for sure. But it's like, but when you're not giving us things in return, we have our mechanisms to go do what we need to do. And it's not just about intimacy, but just wanting free time. There are men out there that just want to be with one woman. But they forget. I was talking to this married woman. She was telling me about how she builds so much resentment for her husband. And the example she gave me was, I asked him for a 50th birthday celebration, like at the house with friends and things like that. And she goes, my husband didn't want to do it because he was uncomfortable. And I understand her point. I understand her resentment. I understand her anger towards her husband. I mean, she's not going to leave him. She's still going to be with him. You know, they're still going to be happily ever after. But she just wanted something for him to step out of his comfort zone. That's something I would do. I do it for my daughter all the time. Like, right now, I'm going to go pick up her friend in a place that's like a half hour, 45 minutes from here. I'm going to pick up her friend, bring her back here, hang out, do whatever they want to do, and then bring her back home. Do you think that that's something that I want to do, that I'm comfortable with? No, I want to be here spending time, you know, but because I love her, I'm wanting to do these things for her, okay? Then there's conditions on it. I'm like, okay, we'll do that, but tomorrow I need you to get up and do this and do this and do this. I need you to understand what's going on. And I feel people don't like that transactional aspect of a relationship. They want it their way, and then they'll consider whether they want to give you back or not. And I feel it's not really complicated. And the more transparency you have with each other, and the more tolerance you could build. And it's one thing to build tolerance versus someone walking all over you, okay? So there's a big difference in that. Like, we have to give leeway to people. Now, if they're trampling all over it because they feel entitled because they're doing, then that's a deeper conversation that needs to be had, in my opinion. But this whole aspect of the dating world, the wasteland that we're in right now, and how people demand so much, but don't give the same in return. And when I see that, and when I sense it, I don't want to be a part of it. I'd rather go wait until I make more money and have more discretionary income so I can pay somebody from college X amount. I see you a couple times a week. We're kind of exclusive, I guess you can say. And we hang out and date. We go do things together and whatever. I'm not against that. Or I'm not against going to Asia and finding a Japanese woman or a Vietnamese girl or a Colombian girl, right? And have them enjoy the life. And I know that that is going to have an expiration date because at some point they're going to want more and I'm going to be like, well, I gave you what I got. And so I understand these sad realities, but it's not that I'm against love. It's that people don't love the way I do. So when you don't love the way I do, I'm not going to sit around and wait for that action to happen, knowing that I have a lot of things that I can provide to a partner. So I do it in my own way where it's more transactional. But when somebody's out there that is willing to be compromising or giving or saying, you know what, I don't like those things about you, but I'll tolerate them if you tolerate these things from me, and that's the mindset you want to have, then it's perfect. Then I think that's what it's all about.
Chris, you're a single guy, right?
I am. 37 and single. Nobody plans that. Right? No one's in high school going, I'm just going to wait till the end and see who's left.